Yeah, I was only a little nervous going into the last 10 minutes that it would be criminal if Tottenham sneaked one, if we made a mistake or they scored a bit of a wonder goal, because really by then it probably should have been 3 or 4 to us, but for Lloris's fantastic saves that he made. But, you know, finish the game against our old rivals, 2-0, fantastic win, third win in one season against Tottenham, 2 in the league, 1 in the quarter-final of the Capital One Cup was... You know, for all the West Ham fans, I know how much it means to them and how much it means to the players. And, of course, being the last home game of the season, local derby, win 2-0, win comfortably, play very, very well indeed, is a great way to end what has been a difficult season for us all.
People will look at the red card and say that changed the game, but West Ham were on top before that, weren't they?
Yes, we were on top, but it did change the game because they go down to 10 minutes more difficult for them. But the big, most important thing for us was capitalise on it in a short period of time. I mean, Andy made Lloris pull off a great save off the free kick, but the resulting corner we scored from. And then just to get the one just before half-time really gave us the confidence to come out second half and produce the sort of chances we did. The sad thing is that we didn't score more.
With Andy Carroll's contribution to the first goal, it did kind of take a deflection, that sort of thing. That'll kind of keep him in the public eye, if you like, for when the England squad's announced. I mean, what do you think his chances are of being involved in the summer?
I don't know. Only Roy can decide that. Andy's fit, he's well, and hopefully he stays that way. If he doesn't quite make it, then he can, you know, put his feet up in the summer and relax and get ready for a full pre-season, hopefully, because, you know... He'll be even better than he is now when he's had a full pre-season under his belt and he stays clear of injuries, and we'll see even better Andy Carroll than we've seen up to now.
Preparing for this game, I noticed this is virtually the first time this season where you had virtually no injury problems coming into the game. Is that something you might have noticed and made your life a bit easier?
Recently we haven't had that problem, and of course we'd be playing quite well but not taking our chances and ultimately losing football matches. You know, we were having to carry that burden into today's game and make sure that we, you know, we came through it, like you mean. And so, and we did come through it with flying colours today, and it's very pleasing because all the fans go home, and you know that disappointing run is behind us now. They're all happy, we're all happy, we're happy that they're happy, and we got to obviously now look forward to a big Sunday next week against Manchester City, who are probably going to be fighting for a result against us to, you know, maybe win the Barclays Premier League.
A few things must have, you know, stuck in everyone's throat after the West Brom game. How have you managed to turn round the sort of the bad feeling after last Saturday into this result?
I think that the performance wasn't a problem at all. I mean, the result was again, and it just goes to show them points that the fact of the matter is, you know, in the end of the day, people are looking for results, not performances, because that performance was dominated by us against West Brom, but failed to convert our chances. In the reverse of that today, we dominated Tottenham for long periods, converted our chances, and that makes everybody very, very happy indeed.